and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732.
You have a barnyard, backyard, driveway, field that needs a barn, shed, garage, house, then call MRSK Buildings in Emporia. MRSK builds buildings for cars, critters, people, whatever, anywhere around Emporia. So fill that yard, field, driveway with a quality structure from MRSK Buildings. Check them out at mrskbuildings.com or visit them across from Bluestem on Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 7:18, 10 degrees. We're pleased to be joined this morning by Kayla Mock and Joel Smith in to talk about Emporia's first Friday Art Walk, the first of 2018. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here this morning. Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hope everybody had a great holiday season.
We sure did.
Good. Well, let's get set to talk walk here this morning. Kayla, tomorrow the first Friday Art Walk of 2018 is coming up. What's in store for us tomorrow?
A lot. We have 11 venues this month. We actually tried to keep it a little bit smaller, but people just kept asking to be a part of it. So that's an awesome problem to have.
Yeah, and you're not going to turn them away, right?
Heck no. Okay, so the presenting venue this month is the Emporia Arts Center. They have a show from Elizabeth Daniel called Atomic Kansas. It's paintings. They are gorgeous. Liz's opening reception will be from 5 to 7. And speaking of Radius, they will be having pizza by the slice at the Emporia Arts Center.
Ooh,
so if you're hungry, be ready for that. And the winner of the passport drawing receives a family four-pack of tickets to Dinosaur Zoo Live, which is on Wednesday the 10th.
That is something we're all looking forward to. That promises to be a great show, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be super fun.
And that will be, what, at Albert Taylor Hall, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. So who's all participating here this Friday?
We also have Ellen Plum Bookstore. She will be featuring Hazel Hart, who's an author, European Antiques and Upholstery. Gravel City Roasters has photography from Harold Gaston. Kansas Free for Arts will have Open Studio and Open Jam. Mod's Tattoo Company has Kate Rhodes, and Beer Team Kansas is doing a chili cook-off that will benefit the Polar Plunge. Moan Standard has Nick Dykin, who is a glass artist. Mulready's Pub, ESU Ceramics and Printmaking. This is the last month to see that show. The Plum Place is featuring a resident named Amanda Knuckles, who does some mixed media work. Soulmates is a new venue this month, and they have Chelsea Knight, who does ceramics and also some baked goods. And then Twin Rivers Winery will have Carolee Conway.
Joel, I have to ask you this, because there's a wide range here of businesses that have obviously jumped on board the First Friday concept. Are you surprised by how this has taken off over the past year?
No, I'm really not. I think we really expected to have a lot of community support. And, you know, I think anything that gets more people into more businesses is going to garner that support. And we have a large art community here that really want to get out there and be involved.
Well, and I think this just goes to show people that might not have known that what kind of art society we have around here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that I think that a lot of us have surprised ourselves as artists to see just how many people we actually did know that are out making things that we may not have known of doing that, because those are the type of things that a lot of us do when we come home from work. And, you know, after you feed the family and you sit down and work on something in the wee hours of the night. And so it's a nice opportunity for people to kind of come out and share that. And I think it inspires a lot of people to do that more.
Kayla, from your vantage point, the growth of this to me has been extremely impressive. How do you see this possibly developing and maybe expanding further in downtown here as maybe 2018 goes along?
I think when the weather gets nicer, we're going to have a lot more venues. We'd like to do some more stuff outside. We're just looking forward to having more venues, more artists, and just keeping it going.
Well, speaking of the artist angle, too, Joel, have you found that you know, there are artists in and around the Emporia area that may have in the past not been so anxious to get out there and put their stuff in front of people, and this has kind of given them the opportunity to do that?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing for people. They can come out, see the art walk, see how things kind of go, and get comfortable with the idea of showing work, get comfortable with the idea of talking to people about their artwork, which can be a big hurdle, I think, for creative types.
I was going to ask about that, because that makes a lot of sense, because you would think that artists would be more than willing to display things, but at the same time, putting that art out there does require, in a lot of cases, talking about the inspiration, kind of maybe the thought process, the creative process. Do you find, Kayla, I'll start with you, find more artists, at least now, that are starting to step forward and say, you know what, hey, I would like to do that, and explain exactly how I came up with this particular piece?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people, given the chance, really want to talk about their creative process. And this is, it's very low stress, low key. You know, you're not in, you know, some fancy New York gallery where, you know, it's high pressure. But yeah, you're just in a local business, and everybody just wants to talk about what you're doing.
I'm talking with Kayla Mock and Joel Smith, First Friday Art Walk. Well, Kayla, take us through this. For those who may not know, how does the First Friday Art Walk work? When does it start? When does it end? How can people get involved?
All of the venues are open from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. They each have a passport. And so you get your passport, and it has all the venues listed. And if you take it to, I think we're going to do 7 this month, 7 of those venues, and get it signed, you're entered into the drawing to win the tickets to Dinosaur Zoo Live. Yeah, but we encourage you to go to all of them, because all of them have artists, and, you know, they're all taking the time to be open and available. Yeah, and then you'll just leave your passport at the last place that you go to, and we have a drawing at Mulready's at 9:30, and you don't have to be present to win. We will call you if you do win.
Okay. All right, and quickly, Joel, tell us about the fundraiser for the Polar Plunge that's been going on.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a good time. We... Beer Team Kansas, every year for the last few years, has been jumping in the Polar Plunge to raise money for Special Olympics, and it's become a favorite event of the group. And aside from our beard competition in October, it's something that we really like to put our effort into because it's a great cause and it's a lot of fun for the community and for our group. So we're going to do a chili cook-off. So people can come in and they can make a donation, and that'll go towards the Special Olympics, towards the Polar Plunge jump for the Beer Team Kansas. You can also enter your own chili to potentially win what we're building some trophies. And there's going to be a trophy competition as well. So you may win one of those 3 trophies that I can say are all 3 very different.
Awesome.
Way to describe that. Very different. So where will this be taking place?
This will be taking place at Mod's Tattoo Company, where we'll still be showing Kate Rhodes' artwork.
Okay.
And she should be there hanging out, maybe eating some chili. But it's going to be kind of a casual time and should be a lot of fun.
All right. If people would like more information on First Friday Art Walk, where can they find that, Kayla?
Facebook is the best place, Emporia First Friday, or just email us at emporiafirstfriday@gmail.com.
Well, it sounds like you've got it all together for a great start for 2018, First Friday Art Walk in downtown Emporia tomorrow. Kayla, Joel, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Tom. Hey, look forward to seeing you next month.
Yes, okay? We'll be
Sounds
here.
Good.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732.
I also do want to let you know that coming up here tomorrow morning on KVOE's Newsmaker segment, we have Dawn Young from the Emporia Arts Center talking about the Dinosaur Zoo Show, which is coming up January 10th. Our Newsmaker 2 segment later on today, we'll have 17th District Senator and Senate Vice President Jeff Longbein wrapping up our legislative previews, giving his perspective on the upcoming legislative session.
KVOE 727, 10 degrees. Good morning.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Mel's Tire is looking for a tire technician to work 5.5 days per week. We offer